from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a Mays Landing woman who admitted to shooting and killing her husband nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. If in June, Mary Lou Wigglesworth pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter in the Christmas 2022 death of 57-year-old David Wigglesworth. Law enforcement did confirm bruising that was consistent with Wigglesworth's statements of being attacked before the shooting. A recent study from the Rutgers Center for Women in Work finds 27% of New Jersey workers, more than a quarter, aren't guaranteed to keep their job if they take paid family leave to care for a newborn or a sick family member. A lack of protections makes it too risky for many workers to take paid leave in practice.
White, higher-earning, higher-educated workers are more likely to have job-protected, employer-provided paid leave benefits and are using the state paid family leave program more. While lower earners are paying for a benefit, they are less likely to be able to access.
Yarrow Willman Cole with New Jersey Citizen Action says the state legislature needs to expand protections to more employees. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is tearing through several African nations. The infectious disease is now considered to be a public health emergency.
It becomes a concern for everybody, including people in the United States, including people in New Jersey.
Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health, says the virus is painful and one that immunocompromised people can die from. And with football season kicking off, Sports Illustrated is predicting the Detroit Lions will win it all in Super Bowl 59, despite the Lions not playing for an NFL title since the 1950s. The Lions raised expectations among fans with their NFC North Division championship last year. As for local teams, for regular season play, the Eagles host the Packers on September 6th. The Giants' first home game is September 8th, and the Jets will play the following night. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Warming up for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure, big dome of sinking air has been building in all week. It's directly overhead today, so that's keeping skies clear, our weather dry, and winds dead calm. Meanwhile, temperatures are warming up as we head into the weekend. We're transitioning from fall-like back to summery. Sunny and dry today. Highs this afternoon on either side of 80 degrees. Another beautiful day. A few clouds may creep in tonight. It'll be comfortable with lows around 60. For tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be seasonably warm. Feeling like late August, highs 80 to 85. Another nice day on Sunday, although slightly stickier, mid-80s with lots of sunshine. Our next chance of a shower or thunderstorm will be on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
77 degrees in Somerville, Asbury Park at 79, Woodbury 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather made possible by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. 100% customer satisfaction is not just a goal, it's the Sioka promise. So get the best deal on over 200 Volkswagen vehicles that are available, located on Route 202 in Flemington, and you can find them online at SiokaVolkswagenOfFlemington.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.